We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, on this most holy morning, in which our Lord Jesus passed over from death to life, we are gathered here in vigil and in prayer. This is the Passover of the Lord, in which by hearing his word, we share in his victory over death. Let us pray. O God, you are like a refiner's fire, and your spirit enkindles the hearts of your faithful people with the fire of your love. Bless, we implore you, this new flame, and those who keep this joyful Easter festival, that burning with desire for life with you, we may be found rightly prepared to share in the feast of light, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. His are time and eternity. His are the glory and dominion, now and forever. By his wounds we have healing, both now and forever. Amen. May the light of Christ, who is risen in glory from the dead, scatter all the darkness of our hearts and minds. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, pour out on us your abundant blessing, that all who in true faith share this day in joyful celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, may be filled with your heavenly benediction. Once we were in darkness, but now we are in the light, even Jesus Christ our Lord.
The light of Christ. Thanks be to God. The light of Christ. Thanks be to God. The light of Christ. Thanks be to God. Rejoice now, all you heavenly choirs of angels. Rejoice now, all creation. Sound forth trumpet of salvation, and proclaim the triumph of our King. Rejoice to all the earth in the radiance of the light now poured upon you, and made brilliant by the brightness of the everlasting King. Know that the ancient darkness has been forever banished. Rejoice, O Church of Christ, clothed in the brightness of this light. Let all this house of God ring out with rejoicing, with the praises of all God's faithful people. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
hear us.
Paschal Lamb, who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world, who was crucified for our transgressions and raised for our justification.
Have mercy on us.
Who foretold your passion, saying the Son of Man must be crucified and on the third day rise again.
Have mercy on us.
Who destroyed death by dying and by rising to life again brought life and immortality to light. Whose resurrection was first announced by an angel to the women.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to Mary Magdalene and was worshipped by her.
Have mercy on us.
Who revealed yourself to the two disciples on the Emmaus road and made yourself known to them in the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. Who appeared to the disciples, bestowing on them your peace and your spirit. Who showed your wounded hands and side to the Apostle Thomas, that he too might believe. Who appeared to seven disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, bringing a miraculous catch of fish. Who appeared to Peter and to the 12. To over 500 disciples, to James, and to all the apostles, and to Paul on the Damascus road.
Have mercy on us.
Who commissioned your church to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them.
Have mercy on us.
By your glorious resurrection from the dead,
Lord, deliver us.
By your victory over sin and death, by the majesty of your risen body,
good Lord, deliver us.
We poor sinners implore you,
hear us, Lord Jesus,
that we may daily die and rise with you in our baptism and walk in the freedom of your forgiveness.
Grant us, good Lord,
that we may set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, serving others as we have been served by you. That we may dwell with you forever in the new creation as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, together with all the saints.
Grant us, Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Let us pray. O God, you made this most sacred morning to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection. Preserve in us the spirit of adoption, which you have given, so that, made alive in body and soul, we may serve you purely. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Exodus chapters 14 and 15. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who was going before the host of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, and it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. The people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic, clogging their chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. Of all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Proceeded as our hymn of the day is sung. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Calvary's mournful mountain climb, there adoring at his feet. Mark that miracle of time, God's own sacrifice completes. It is finished, hear him cry. Learn from Jesus Christ to die. So ended our time together 3 days ago, Good Friday. Mary Magdalene and the other women watched in horror as Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit. They witnessed the spear pierced into his side with blood and water flowing out. Mary Magdalene watched as the soldiers brought Jesus' body down from the cross. Wrenching brought the nails back out of his hands and his feet. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were supervising the care of Jesus, making sure his body was wrapped properly in the newly purchased linen shroud. They then began the work of covering his wrappings with myrrh and with aloes. The coming of the Passover Sabbath would postpone the work of the women that they wanted to do next. Back to their lodgings, the Marys went into Jerusalem, wallowing through the next day, the Sabbath, in the surreality of Jesus' death. Likely working on very little rest, the women awoke early on Sunday morning, early hastened to the tomb where they laid his breathless clay. All is solitude and gloom. Who has taken him away? Mary Magdalene was stunned. The stone covering the entry to Jesus' tomb was rolled away. Off she ran to tell Peter and John, who then themselves raced to the tomb. They checked the scene out in its entirety, and it was just as Mary had said. The linen clothes, still scented by myrrh and aloes, were lying empty within the tomb, the face cloth folded up neatly by itself. The glimmer of belief began in John, but both he and Peter left the tomb, marveling at it all. But Mary Magdalene remained at the tomb, weeping outside of it. What did it all mean? Where was Jesus? And why were the linen cloths still there and the face cloth wrapped up all by itself? Who would do that? Mary took a look inside herself. Two angels now in white were sitting upon the tomb where the body of Jesus had laid. "Woman, why are you weeping?" they had to ask. Still, it was not registering to Mary. Stone rolled away. Linen cloths empty. No Jesus, two angels. She finally turned around and there he was. But still, she did not see. Mary supposed Jesus was the gardener. Totally bewildered, Mary said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him and I will take him away." Now, why would a gardener do that? Perhaps he had found the stone rolled away early in the morning and he wanted to secure the body of Jesus. Maybe he saw something, saw anything. Nothing was making any sense. Jesus was dead. His body was missing. Angels had appeared, and now the gardener was of no use. All was dark and confusing for Mary, until one
little word. Mary. Mary. Her eyes were then opened both to see and believe. The man she thought was a gardener was really Jesus. The man she thought was dead was truly alive. Her hopes and her prayers had come true. Rabboni, she cried, and she wrapped her arms around her Savior. She clung to him. She had to, for he was dead, and now he was alive. And her faith, her wishes did not make it so, but her faith, given as a true gift, allowed her to receive it, to receive that truth, to believe it, to benefit from it. But there was still more to be done. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Do not cling physically anyway. Yes, cling to Jesus as the Savior, as life and salvation. Jesus' words revealed that he would not remain forever on the earth in this his resurrected form. He must still return to the Father, the return of the Lamb to his throne, as we get to see in Revelation 5, was needed. The true sacrifice for all sin, the Lamb of God, must be presented in the heavenly temple before the altar of God. But for 40 days, Jesus would remain upon the earth, and that would be enough. Another period of 40, this time to assure the disciples of the resurrection and to provide the world ample evidence of Christ's triumph over the grave. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary was given the important task of speaking to the disciples. She had already told Peter and John about the empty tomb, but now she got to return to them and share with them all that Jesus had spoken. She had seen him, seen the Lord Jesus, and he had called her by name. And he was the same, Jesus, yet now different. I have seen the Lord. Mary was told by Jesus in John's gospel to go and tell his disciples that he was ascending back to the Father. And according to Matthew's gospel, Mary was told by the angel that Jesus would meet his disciples in Galilee. And yet that very afternoon, Jesus would appear to two disciples heading back to their home in Emmaus. But that very evening as well, Jesus would appear to 10 of the 12. In the upper room of Jerusalem. What a most remarkable day. Mary had rode the roller coaster of emotions. She and the other women had hastened to the tomb early that morning to tend to the dead body of Jesus. Confusion then was added to their sadness as they found a stone covering the tomb was rolled away. Fear then was mixed in as Mary made her reports to Peter and to John. Utter grief hit Mary hard as she wept bitterly outside the tomb. Despair then was upon her as she pleaded with a gardener to tell her where Jesus was. But amazement and joy then settled in as Mary realized the man was the Lord Jesus, risen again from the dead. And exhilaration flooded her as she went to report the good news. Jesus, the one who had been crucified, was now risen from the dead. And the power of Jesus' word had brought Mary that saving faith. That is striking, that Mary went from thinking that Jesus was merely a gardener to clinging to him as Lord and Savior. Jesus called Mary by name, calling her out from her unbelief. His word has the power to save, the power to create faith where there is no faith. And Jesus does the same still today, as he has done all along. The unbelieving world knows of Jesus, but as nothing more than a good man, a good teacher, a good religious leader, merely a gardener, if you will. And yet the gift of faith opens the eyes of the blind, causing believers to see Jesus as he truly is, the resurrected and risen Lord. With eyes of faith granted to you through the word of Christ, you see Jesus as the Son of God and as the Son of Man, the one crucified for you, for your sins. And with eyes of faith, you see Jesus and believe in him as the only true God, the one who is worthy of honor, praise, thanksgiving by us and by all, because Jesus has called you by name. You cling to him as Lord and Savior. And for now, we cling to Jesus by faith, receiving him as he comes to us in the word and the sacraments. Christ has ascended to the Father, but he will return on the last day. He will raise you and all his believers from death to life, and he will take you and all his believers into his perfect kingdom. And with your own eyes and in your own perfected flesh, you will see God, and you will cling to Jesus as never before. This is no fairy tale, no wishful thinking, not the desperate desires of a desperate people. It is the truth from the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Early hasten to the tomb where they laid his breathless clay. All is solitude and gloom. Who has taken him away? Christ is risen. He meets our eyes. Savior, teach us so to rise. And he will do exactly that. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. We stand for prayer.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For a holy fear at the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of his power to save, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sharing of the gospel, that God, who chose the apostles first to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, would open the mouths of his pastors and people to proclaim Christ crucified and raised again, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our homes, that God would be the companion of those who live alone and fill every household with his wisdom and grace, until he guides us to his holy abode, let us pray to the Lord. For all in authority, that they would govern humbly as those placed in their positions by the risen Christ, who is glorious in power, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and those in any need, especially those we name now in our hearts, that the dawning light of the new creation in Christ would sustain them in faith, and that according to God's will, they would be granted renewed health as a foretaste of their eternal healing in him, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all the faithful, that at the resurrection of all flesh, we might awaken in joy to the Lord's presence, let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, you have not let your Holy One see corruption, but have raised him in triumph from the dead, never to die again. Therefore, our hearts are glad, and we rejoice, for our flesh also dwells secure. Since you have set him at your right hand, lead us to set his resurrection before us at all times, that his path of life and the fullness of joy in his presence may be known to us until we come also to the eternal pleasures at his right hand. For you, O Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, are one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. After the resurrection, Jesus came and stood among the disciples and said,
"Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
And also with you."
Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Our Lord says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.